Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. While campaigning, President Obama said over and over and over and over again that he was not going to raise taxes on anyone who earns less than $250,000 per year. This statement obviously appealed to a majority of the voters since he won his re-election so easily. The wealthy need to pay their fair share was also a common statement made by our president. Well, here we are a week before he starts his second term and, lo and behold, he has raised the taxes on every single worker in the United States. Yes, 160 million workers saw their take-home pay shrink by 2%. On average, President Obama is taking $700 per year in the form of a tax increase out of every single employee's pay. Now, either we are all miraculously making $250,000 per year, or President Obama is a liar. The senior President Bush lost his re-election campaign because of one misstatement. Read my lips, no new taxes. When he raised taxes, he lied was all I heard on the evening news. Why are the journalists silent today? Why is Obama getting a free pass on this massive tax hike? Before the election, the conservatives in this country warned us that Obama was lying through his teeth and that it was impossible to keep government spending at an out-of-control pace without raising taxes on every worker. The conservative agenda was to cut spending while Obama wanted to raise taxes and spend more. Soon, Obama will be responsible for over half of the entire debt this country has accumulated. This fiscally irresponsible president has bloated spending at every level of the federal government. His first campaign was all about hope and change and cutting back on our military involvement in other countries. In 2012, he spent $930 billion on the military. That is 50% more than President Bush spent his last year in office, which at that time was the most in our history. Where is the outcry from the Veterans for Peace? I have two brothers in the Army, and when Obama was elected, I at least thought they would be coming home. No, that is another big lie in the Obama administration. Under Obama's watch, they each spent a year in Iraq and a year in Afghanistan. While Obama was parading around on talk shows, like he was some kind of rock star, and going on numerous vacations, my brothers were fighting in Afghanistan, a war we should never have been involved with. It is unfortunate that we have such a fiscally irresponsible man as our leader. He is like a drug addict addicted to one thing. Our tax dollars. Throwing money at the government in the hopes of solving our problems is like giving a heroin addict an unlimited supply of heroin and expecting him to stop using drugs. There should be 160 million people who are upset with Obama for lying to them when they took a look at their smaller paycheck. When you lie without remorse to that many people, it says a lot about one's character. I'm sure there are many people who think that it's no big deal because at the end of the year they get a big income tax return check and they probably figure they will get the $700 back as well. This isn't the case. The tax increase came under your FICA line on your pay stub. This goes directly to the general fund disguised as a Social Security tax. We do not get a refund on this $700 average tax hike. That is the beauty of Obama's big lie. He gets to take this money, spend it, and never worry about giving it back as a tax refund. President Obama is a liar. Yes, he is a liar. He lied when he raised taxes on every single person who works, not just those who make $250,000 a year or more. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.